This is In Your Eyes, Love, It Glows, a The Witcher fanfic written by Suzuki Blue and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairing Geralt Jaskier, with additional tags for Alpha Beta Omega Dynamics, Non-Traditional Alpha Beta Omega Dynamics, Alpha Omega, Courting Gifts, Courting Rituals, Jewelry, Alpha Jaskier, Omega Geralt. This is a follow-up to the story, You Wear Nothing, But You Wear It So Well. So you should check that podfic out, too. Oh, how pretty! The barmaid says in surprise, staring at Geralt's earrings where they glitter inside the hood of his cloak. He blinks at her in confusion, and she turns red and quickly sets down his plate to flee. Geralt pauses, and can't quite wrap his head around the statement. Geralt wasn't really prepared for people to notice his courting jewelry. He had never thought about it before, only ever having had Renfrey's anklet and nothing else to wear, and that was, and still is, almost always hidden. There's no missing Jaskier's bracelet and rings and earrings and torque, though. They're all very visible, and each one sparkles shamelessly. They make his medallion look positively dull by comparison. Geralt doesn't mean to be showy, and he's certainly seen much more elaborate courting jewelry than Jaskier's, but he notices people noticing it all the same. Probably it's a little strange for people, seeing courting jewelry on a witcher. He could stop wearing it, but... The barmaid doesn't meet his eyes when she refills his ale, looking nervous. He doesn't know how to tell her it's fine, so he just eats his meal and drinks his ale and leaves. It's not the first time someone's reacted in surprise at noticing his courting jewelry, and apparently it won't be the last. It's definitely not. You're a witcher, the mayor says, staring bemusedly at the rings on his fingers. Geralt resists the obvious statement, which is that of course he takes the damn jewelry off to kill things. He's not an idiot. Besides, he might lose or break something in a fight, and that'd be unfortunate. Yes, he replies with measured patience. Now tell me about your monster. It keeps happening, to the point that Geralt's no longer surprised by it. People stare. They make puzzled little comments. Sometimes they even offer compliments. That happens the most rarely, though, and Geralt is the least used to it. He keeps wearing the jewelry, though, because... Well, he keeps wearing the jewelry for a lot of reasons. He can do that if he wants. Why shouldn't he? He can do what he likes. And Jaskier smiles every time he sees him in it. I brought you something, Jaskier says, smiling at him, and gives him another bracelet. Geralt hardly knows what to do with the thing, but that's an increasingly familiar feeling, too. He wears it, obviously, and Jaskier smiles all the wider. Geralt takes him to bed, because that's so much simpler. In the morning, they go looking for monsters and stories and all their usual goals, and Geralt spends the whole time being very, very aware of the weight of the new bracelet on his wrist. Awfully prettied up for a mutant, aren't you? A sour-looking noble says sneeringly, and Geralt gives him a blank look. What a waste of courting jewelry. Jaskier snarls, his eyes narrowing, and Geralt barely catches him before he can cause an incident and fuck up this job even worse than it already is. He's baffled, honestly. Usually, Jaskier doesn't try to attack people like that. Let go of me, Geralt. I have a man to kill, Jaskier growls as Geralt drags him across the hall, and even sounds like he means it. Geralt ferries him off to a quiet corner, and Jaskier fumes. How dare he? That's hardly the first time someone's called me a mutant, Geralt says. He said it was a waste, Jaskier snaps, and Geralt has to haul him back before he can go track down that noble again. That fucking... It's not the first time someone's called me a whore, either, Geralt says, and Jaskier snarls again. I'll kill him, he hisses. Don't enough nobles want you dead? Geralt asks dryly. One more won't hurt, Jaskier retorts darkly. Geralt manages to convince him not to do anything rash, mostly by tugging him into a convenient alcove and kissing him, which is one of the few things in the world that will get Jaskier off a train of thought he's determined to follow. So life continues without anyone new wanting Jaskier dead, at least for now, and people keep saying things, because people are people. Oh, that's... Aren't you a witcher? Does all the silver help with fighting monsters? Flashy, aren't you? Interesting. You look a bit soft for a witcher. That's a new one. No one ever thought Geralt was soft before this. No one ever questioned his ability to kill a monster based on his status as an Omega. Now, though... Well, it seems to keep happening now. He could stop wearing the jewelry any time, of course, but... Well, he's not going to stop wearing the jewelry. Does your Alpha approve? One of the town's council members asks, and Geralt stares blankly at them. That's definitely a new one. He does, actually, he says, tilting his head, and they make an incredulous noise. Luckily for you. Tell me about your monster. He has the same conversation at least half a dozen times as time goes by, but he still never takes off the jewelry until he needs to. It doesn't matter as long as he can still do his job. And he can, of course, still do his job. Just because Jaskier wants to court him, that doesn't make him any less a witcher. People really don't know what to think about that, but that's not his problem. He has a path to follow, and he knows what he needs to do to follow it. And Jaskier... Well, Jaskier is something else. But not anyone who'd ever expect him to be different. He never has been, even when he misunderstood things or didn't know better about something. He shows up again every time, and he never doubts him. And that's all that Geralt needs. More than he needs, really. I got you something, Jaskier says, his voice warm and eyes sparkling like silver, as he holds out a little velvet-wrapped package. And Geralt doesn't care what anyone else thinks. It's a silver comb this time, and very pretty, like always. He lets Jaskier put it in his hair when the other asks. He always lets Jaskier put things on him, no matter what they are. He can't imagine why he wouldn't. Thank you, Omega. Jaskier says, running gentle fingers through his hair. And no, Geralt really doesn't care what anyone else thinks at all. The end. And for a blooper. That fucking, oh, that's an air fart.